Welcome back to Inside the Blue Zone. Today we're here to interview one of our winter sports team, boys soccer.
My name is Nate.
My name is Damian Hartfield.
I'm Joshua Amala.
I'm Lorenzo Valenzuela.
And I'm Miguel Vega.
All right, guys. First of all, we want to say thank you guys for joining us on today's episode. And let's get into a little background of, like, when did you guys start playing soccer and, like, just background on your guys' love for the game.
I started playing soccer at 6 years old. I grew up playing in the Sunfire League and then transferred over to a club team at 7. And I started playing club. Then after 2 years, I went to San Diego and started playing up there. And for now, this is my 8th year playing in San Diego. And then I finally got to high school, and now I started balling out here.
My journey started when I was, like, really young. I remember coming to Central games for my older brother, Jonathan. He actually came to Central, and he got a scholarship. And he's always been my motivation, my idol for the game. So I'm kind of the same boat as Lorenzo. We've always played on the same team. We both played for Dynamo, a club team, and then we transferred to San Diego, and we played up there for a few years. Then I left the San Diego team, and I went to go play in Phoenix, and that was till high school.
So I started as well very young. Started at the age of 5. I started playing Sunflower, and that's when I joined Dynamo with all my friends. You know, it was a really good experience growing up because, like, it's more about soccer. It's more about, like, a family, you know. And then we traveled everywhere. It's always nonstop traveling, you know. And the coach Rosas, you know, he would make us condition a lot, which at a young age, you know, it's helpful. So after that, I started playing for Mexicali leagues, and I feel like that was, like, a big jump from where we played, and then got to high school. And now, gotta give it our all, you know, maybe our last year.
Oh, that's pretty cool. More or less, you guys are all on the same club league. But another thing we want to ask, because you guys are all seniors, what was the off-season training like for you guys? Like, how was it getting ready for you guys' last year playing soccer in high school?
For our senior year, we started off in AAU in summer practices. And then as soon as school started, we started transferring over to zero period. So a lot of our seniors and younger freshmen are enrolled in zero period, where we get training in the morning, and then as well as training in the evenings in AAU.
So yeah, this off season was really a wake up call for all seniors. It's last year we came up short in CIF. We had a really good year, really successful year actually, but we came up short from our goal. So this summer, we focused on just bettering ourselves. Me personally, just knowing my mistakes and knowing what I had to get better on, and that just putting in the work in the gym and putting the work in the field. So that really helped. And just looking at the senior year, we're just trying to give it our all and leave a legacy. That's what we've been talking about this whole year, leaving history for your school and the legacy to follow.
So yeah, well, we never had a zero period just, like, for the first 2 years that I was here. So then now that Garcia came in and he started a zero period, I feel like helped us a lot become a family, and then showed us, like, he showed us what we could be and, like, the great accomplishments we could do, you know, as essentially soccer team. And yeah.
Do you guys have any personal goals?
Individually, I just I'm working on being a better leader. I am captain of the team this year, and I'm looking forward to leading a lot of these younger guys into developing them into better soccer players and better people overall.
Yeah, so kind of the same boat as Lorenzo. Being a senior, you kind of just me, myself, I want to help as much in the field, wherever position that is, or just helping out my teammates, but I also want to be accountable off the field and just be there for my guys. My freshmen, just trying to take them under my wing and show them what to do, make them better people on and off the field, because soccer isn't just a game on the field. It's off the field, too. It's what you do. It's what you prepare. It's how you treat others, too. It's such a team sport, and it's just knowing the accountability that I have and knowing that the freshmen are looking up, and even the underclassmen, and just being a leader out there.
Well, I like to say, high ego in soccer, so, like, I don't, like, let anybody pass me or take me on as a defender, and I don't like when people score, so I like when we leave the score at zero goals or something, because it makes me feel better, and then I see the defense and we help each other out. But obviously, IVL is a big thing. They haven't won in 13 years till last year. We had finally won. You know, we beat Colex 1-0. And then from there, we went to CIF, but we unfortunately lost first round. So now I feel like I want to win IVL and CIF, get that ring, and show the school who we are.
Well, I guess going back to what Lorenzo said, like, how does it, because you guys are pretty much, I think you guys have a lot of younger classmen. I think you guys have a lot of freshmen on the team. So I guess going back for all you guys, I think you guys all have been on varsity, I think, since you guys is freshman year, right? How does it feel like, dang, like 4 years ago, you guys were the freshmen, and you guys were looking up to someone, to now I'm in those shoes, and now I had to set that attitude, the tone, and be that leader out there. How is the transition different?
For me, it was pretty difficult. I've always had someone to look up to. I had my sophomore year, I had Cesar Becerra as my captain, and he really took me under his wing, and he really helped me out off the field. And he really helped me into being a better leader. That way I grew up into it. So that was a smooth transition for me. I would say it is some big shoes to fill, though, being a leader of all these young guys, and it's really hard. But I think it's a good challenge, and I think that the freshmen are really welcoming of the challenge to be on varsity.
Yeah, so I played all 4 years in varsity, but I actually started my journey in Imperial, which is a lot different culture. Transferring last year, my junior year, it's a big change. There's a lot of pride here at Central. There's more weight they have to carry on your shoulders. It's knowing that you play for Central and having that pride, and it's a lot different from Imperial. But also, I really have no one to look up to. Yeah, I did have seniors my freshman and sophomore year, but I love the guys I played with, but I never really looked up to anyone. I've always been on myself. I looked up to my brother. That's who I looked up to, and that's who I based myself off. But now being a senior and being a leader for these younger guys, I now understand the responsibility and knowing how to take care of others and putting them first in front of myself. And yeah.
Well, coming freshman, sophomore year, my freshman year was out of COVID year, and I wasn't as fit as other people. And I, you know, that's what I noticed. And I was like, dang, like, I really messed up. And I see, like, everybody, like, you know, fit, having fun, and coming in a little chunky. And I was like, so I had to step up my game. And then they moved me up to varsity. And, you know, I was always a right winger until Garcia moved me to defense. And I feel like I had to look up to, like, the defenders of the team, like, to, you know, become better, because I've never played that sport in that position in my life. Yeah.
And then I guess going back to, I guess, how Josh played at Imperial, and Lorenzo, do you guys think the younger guys know the significance of, like, when it comes into league and playing against these other schools? And even, I guess, the biggest rivalry game you guys have is against Calexico, right?
Some of our younger guys, they don't understand it yet, but I feel like they will eventually. I think our first game versus Colex is going to be really interesting for these younger guys. They're gonna want to come out hard, and they're gonna want to beat their. Because I know Calexico also has some. They have some players that are teammates with the freshmen that are. They play club team together, so I know the freshmen aren't gonna want to lose. Those guys have a mentality of like saying, no, we're going to take everything we have and we're going to go at you hard. So I have no problem with these freshmen, you know, coming in hard and trying to beat other IVL teams, because we know we're the best.
Yeah, well, IVLs are always tough. It's honestly just a mentality and an attitude that the team has, because you got good teams in our league, like Southwest, Colex, Brawley. Brawley's always tough. It's always a dirty game. It's more physical than anything. But our game against Calexico, our two games, we lost our first one, 1-0, but then we got it back here at home. We beat them 1-0. It's always a tough game, you know. Calexico's D1, they're the team to beat, quote unquote, in the valley, but honestly we feel as a team that we're better, and we're actually the team to beat. And honestly, IVLs is tough, but we know we have to do, and the goal we have straight, and we trust our freshmen. We don't look at them as freshmen on the field. We see them as one of us. You know, we don't base our grades on the field. It's all just a teamwork and just trusting one another.
You know, I think what these freshmen realize coming in, it's not a club sport anymore. It's more about a family. And after they come in from club, you know, they had some finals wins in Denver, and they came off, like, you know, with the high ego. But now that they come in, I feel like they have, like, we're in the finals right now, and they're playing a little sluggish. Like, they're getting a little laid back because they depend on us. But they got to realize they're a big dog as well, you know. Soccer is not as easy as a sport, you know. So once they come in, I feel like they're going to realize by this final or these other cups during Christmas, like, it's not a club sport anymore. We got to go all out and, you know, do bigger things for the school, you know.
Is there anything you will change from your younger self?
I would change my fitness and my overall strength. That's one thing I would focus on. At a young age, I was never in the weight room, and I felt like I should have been. And I was never in the best shape growing up, but now I feel like I'm in a lot better shape than I was. And I feel like if I had that my freshman and sophomore year, I could have developed into an even better player my senior year.
One thing I would change for my younger self is my self-discipline and just being a follower. Just, I think that takes a lot out of my game, as I had to work harder into, like I said, being in the gym this summer. That's really improved my game a lot as being a defender and just making my presence known in the field. But I would change my self-discipline, because when I was younger, I always used to be lazy and not skip practice. And now I see it as I'm older, as it's a process. It's something that you have to do in order to become greater. And that's something I want to implement to the younger guys too. It's not always going to be laid back, and it's not going to be given to you. Coach Garcia tells us we can't just be robots on the field. We have to make ourselves better, and we have to hold each other accountable for each and every single play in the game.
You know, when I was younger, I feel like I was doing everything correct. Like, you know, I had a coach there. You know, we were conditioning a lot, and I don't think I would have changed anything. I was younger, just coming off of COVID year. That was probably my only mistake, because I came back, a little fat, but I got it back eventually after freshman football, and then, you know, I'm back on track again.
Well, I guess since you guys were talking about, like, anything you guys would change when you guys were younger, because I'm pretty sure you guys have little kids that are coming up to the game that are looking up to you guys. What would you guys tell those little kids that are, like, looking up to you now, like, you know, before they come in and play in high school? Because we know all levels are different, from elementary to middle school to high school to even clubs. Like, what's something you would tell little kids looking up to you?
I would tell them to just stay focused, you know, stay focused everywhere they are. Focus is a big thing in my life. If I'm not focused, then I can't get anything done. So I would say just focus on your grades, focus on being a better person and being a better soccer player and developing, really, and always be disciplined and stay on that grind. That's one thing I would do, just stay focused.
Yeah, actually, I remember being that little kid in the field going to my big brother's games and looking at them like they're superstars. Like, if I was watching, like, major league soccer, like European soccer, I would tell these kids that it takes a lot of hard work, it takes a lot of self-discipline. We actually have coach's son, our Coach Diaz, his son Fabian, that's always at practices with us, and we can see he has a lot of talent, but we make him do the drills with us, and we just tell him that it's not easy, and he has to put in the work if he really wants it. And just, it's inspiring for all of us on that field when we see little kids come to the games. It just makes us go that extra mile to make sure that they don't see us lose, because we don't want to embarrass ourselves.
We have a kids camp, and a bunch of kids come in, and I feel like right there they realize, you know, how much work we put in, because we have practice right after the kids camp. Well, same day as the kids camp. And, you know, we tell them, like, you got to put in the work when you're young, because starting off in high school and you're barely trying out for soccer is going to be hard, like, to get a spot or to make varsity. So I was telling them, you know, start hard working now, because later on it'll pay off.
And before we close off, do you guys plan on continuing playing on the next level, which would be college for you guys, or even JUCO, or even just an outside league after high school?
After high school, I am looking to play at a small school, but if I don't get that opportunity, then I think I'll just continue my journey on a club team in San Diego.
Well, I've put in a lot of thought of it, and it's honestly whatever God has planned for my life. And I've been thinking, I've been applying for colleges and thinking about walking on, or if I do get blessed enough with a scholarship and that some scouts come see me, then that's what it is. But right now it's in God's hands, and I'm not really worrying about the next level right now. We're trying to accomplish something in high school and, like I said, leave history, leave something to remember us by, and just work towards that goal.
You know, I was growing up thinking, you know, professional sports, football or soccer, but right now that I'm older and more mature, like, you know, like maybe just get a job, you know, laid back, because, you know, keeping the hard work going is, it's a lot mentally and physically. But if I had that offer, you know, I'll take it, see where it takes me.
All right, y'all. So we're going to close off this podcast. I want to thank y'all for coming out, and hopefully we'll see y'all again. Thank you. Yeah.